First down. 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 What's going on, guys? How y'all doing? This is Four Quarters. My name is Eric Bradley. I'm here with Sanjay Rajput, Sam Ball, Shad Greer. What's up, fellas?
What's up, bro?
How's it going, DC? Chad? Hey, man.
Sam's not here right now, but he will be joining us. It's that time of year, guys.
Back to football.
Back to football. I don't care about, you know how they had that Tide Willie dude, that Willie Tide dude, whatever. I don't care nothing about the Tide.
Yeah.
I don't care nothing about football.
It's Roll Tide. Bama Blitz, yeah. It's like, was it a Bama Blitz?
It's Bama Blitz, yeah. Man, it's the best time of the year, bro. All the weird characters come out.
This is the best time. Paul Feinbaum is my best. Is the best.
Oh yeah, did you get game day? You know, that's one thing I started watching.
Man, yeah. I miss game day. You know what? I think adding Pat McAfee and like coach Aiden on there is funny as hell to see how them two are like so different.
Nick, I really Saban, feel like they added McAfee and Saban because we don't see Lee Corso anymore, right?
Well, he's still there. He's still there, but like, I don't think he's gonna be there much longer. I don't see him going past maybe this year.
He's getting up there on age.
Yeah, like the only thing they have him come on do is do the mascot thing, and I think once he goes, I think that kind of like goes with him.
Yeah, that's gonna let me tell you something. If they ever lose that, that's gonna be. I mean, once they lose that, that's like a whole generation of us watching this, you know, watching that show.
Yeah, I grew up on game day, man.
Man.
Yeah, that officially means we're getting old.
Man, we Change are old, bro.
Yeah, we're itching closer and closer to 40, dog.
Hey, we still got a while.
But it's a true statement. Hey, y'all getting old, man. Nah, ooh, Sam, you damn. Already there.
You already there, bro.
What you mean, ooh. I'm already there?
Ain't no way you talking to us like that.
I know you ain't talking to me like that. What you mean?
Damn, aren't you the second oldest?
No, I'm the third oldest.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I'm younger than DC. I'm younger than Sanjay. But older than Shad.
Damn.
Hey, let me tell y'all something. I was, this is a funny joke. This is a funny story. I had an open mic the other night. And I was looking at all the women in the bar, and I'm like, man. And I go to, like there's a bunch of girls that are, like, at the bar. It's a bar. So I'm thinking, you know, everybody's old enough to be in here. And there's one chick goes, I'm like, yeah, you know, she's like, you're so funny talking to me and all this stuff. And she goes, and I was like, yeah, we should, like, let's exchange information. She goes, oh, I'm 20. And that shit hurt my feelings so bad. I was like, I'm that old now. I'm old. You know what I'm saying? She looked like she was 27, 28. 20.
Yeah, you onk age now, man.
Oh, for sure.
I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I said, nah, never mind. I'm good.
Hurt you to the soul.
Bro, they don't turn you off sometimes, dog. Like you be.
It does. That's what I'm saying. I was
you
like,
be talking to somebody, and they be like, you be like, how old are you? They be like, oh, I'm 20 something. You be like, ugh.
Yeah, I'm thinking she was like, you know, getting up there, like pushing 30. Like, nah. Hey, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? She said 20. I said 20. What the heck? I need to start doing comedy at dive bars, bro.
this man's dick went a little immediately limped at the 20, bro.
It's my fault, bro. I've been trying to just do stuff I shouldn't be doing, bro. I need to just be one faithful man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true, but yeah. I think, man, I just think it's where we live.
How faithful we are to Mississippi State football is how faithful I need to be to my woman. And now that we talk about,
I don't know how good that is. You're a little wavery.
I actually am very wavery.
I don't know.
That's only because I live in Oxford. That's only because I live.
I know you've been going towards the enemy line, undercover.
They've been throwing them on me, bro. They've been winning me over.
Man, we need to be as faithful as Sanjay is about Mississippi State football.
Yeah.
Sanjay ain't never way.
Sanjay's damn near delusional, though. That's too much. You know what I'm saying?
You know why he's like that, right? He's a Cowboys fan.
He's only a Cowboys fan because of Dak. And Dak's leaving, he's going to the Raiders after this season.
Man, that man delusional. I don't know a Cowboy fan that ain't delusional.
Ah, that is a goddamn. The whole point of being a fan is being fanatic. That's the whole word.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, my boy. That's how I am with the Redskins. I think we're going to win the Super Bowl every year. The Commanders.
Dude, I don't know who keeps on saying no Cowboys fan says that they're going to win the Super Bowl. It's just the media saying that shit every time.
That's a lie, bro. Every Cowboys fan says it.
Most Cowboys fans that I know, they just want to have a.
The crazy thing about the Cowboys, though, bro, is that it happens exactly the same every year, bro.
Yeah,
it happens to every single team. I mean, I feel like
the way that it happens to the Cowboys. It's, oh my God, such a great September, October, good November, December. What is going on?
I gotta say, Cowboys has got to be one of the only few NFL teams that consistently make the playoffs and not make it to a conference championship game.
Yeah.
Come on, the Lions didn't make it until now. Like, there's multiple.
The Lions just started
teams.
Getting into the playoffs.
The Lions, they made it the playoffs in 20 years.
30 yeah. years. Same thing with other teams. Same thing.
No,
with
Sanjay, I'm saying that the Cowboys have been making the playoffs for like the last 15 years.
No, they haven't.
Yes, they have, Sanjay.
Yes, they have.
Let me just clarify. With Dak, they've been making playoff consistently. With Romo, they made it a couple of times. But before that, they were 8-8.
Consistently with Romo.
They only made it like a couple of times.
How long you think, hey, but Sanjay, how long you think Dak been there? He's been there for a minute, bro.
And it took, what's his name? The one.
You don't know, bro.
I do know. It took Philly 50 years to win one Super Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah.
You wasn't even alive when the Cowboys won one.
And yes, people in Philly died and got reborn again, and they still didn't win.
Yes, he was. The Cowboys won one in 90-something, didn't they?
96, 94, and 93.
But I didn't know about the Cowboys back then.
He wasn't even out. He was worried about
cricket. He wasn't watching football.
Yeah.
He's worried about cricket.
That's so fucked up.
That's messed up, bro.
Oh, man.
Anti.
That was bad. I apologize.
I'd say he's worried about cricket.
Hey, look.
It wasn't over in the United States, though. But go ahead, bro.
But what we're saying is, man, we need to have more conviction about our team. And Sanjay, since you had the floor, I'm going to let you talk first today. Since we had already had it in, we were going to go NFL, but nah, we're going to go NCAA. Mississippi State, what are you seeing? What did you see? What did you like, Sanjay? Let's hear it.
I mean, it's a brand new team if you think about it from previous years.
It really
years.
Is.
Got a lot of new characters, a lot of new roster, new coaches. When I watched the game, two things that stood out to me was the quarterback and the wide receiver. I feel like, you know, that's a strong asset. I saw, you know, big plays, small plays, in-between plays. I feel like, you know, that's going to be a strength for the Mississippi State team. But, you know, it was like lower competition, so I'm still waiting to see against Arizona and a couple of other games before, you know, how I truly feel or make a true assessment about Mississippi State. But I think they're in a good place. they're a lot better than what people are claiming to be. Most people think that it's going to be a crappy season, like maybe two to three wins max, because it's such a brand new team. There's not chemistry and stuff, but I feel like this team's going to be, they're going to build chemistry as the season goes on, but they're going to click early on and get some wins and keep chugging along.
Okay. So to get with you, to get what you said, they have Mississippi State at a 4.5 win total for the year.
Disrespectful.
That is very disrespectful for SEC, for any SEC team, including Vanderbilt, which I'm going to let Shad talk about later. Because I know Shad's going to bring him up anyway, you know?
I was going to talk about State. See there?
Okay, my bad.
But I will bring them
four
up.
And a half, four and a half wins is like, so we're not winning no SEC game.
That's what they basically said, dude.
We're not beating Arizona State this week.
Okay. Which we beat last time, right? We played them.
We beat Arizona the last two years.
Yeah, we beat Arizona.
Which is crazy because I feel like if we had
ranked
to play
this year.
Yeah, so last year when we played Arizona, if they had been like they were at the beginning of the year, at the end, oh, we wouldn't have beat them. They started coming back that game, so that was we got good timing. Anybody else got something about State y'all want to say? I didn't get to watch the game too much. I did see that we scored well over what we needed to score in the first quarter. I think we scored like 14.
And the rain kind of slowed them down. You know, it started raining in like second half, so it kind of messed them up. But you know what? I was kind of comparing to other teams like Texas, Oklahoma, Alabama, and then like Georgia. They like their first game, they all scored around 40 to 50 points. So, we did what everyone else was doing, playing lower.
Alabama scored 60.
Yeah. But I'm saying we were like 45, 50. Like we were in that range.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't worried about MSU for this one. I just really wanted to see how the offense clicked. It looked good. Don't get me wrong. It looked good.
Did you not see Chapin's pass? He just flipped it up to the end zone.
Hold on. Let me get through. I think the offense looks good. As far as the competition we were playing, I think we played very well. But I still have some concerns. My biggest concern is the running game, because from me looking at it, I don't feel like we ran the ball very well. I felt we could have ran the ball a lot better on this team, and I don't think we did. Now, as far as passing, I think we look good, but these receivers are like unproven yet. Some of these are coming from guys from like what's that one guy we got coming from Conference USA? I can't remember Conference USA, a couple of little conferences. Yeah, I think we had like 28 transfers in. So like, I'm with Sanjay. I think the team's gonna get better, but like, I'm kind of still waiting to see them what they do against competition on a little bit bigger scale. I wasn't very pleased with the defense, although the front seven looked good. I still think our secondary is a little shaky.
We got we got a couple of wide receivers, Kelly Akari from Louisville.
Yeah, we don't really have anybody.
No, from UTEP. He had like 1,000 yards. UTEP. And then we got Coleman from Louisville. I think that's the guy that had like the almost 100 yards in return alone.
I don't think so.
So I mean, we got some good players.
Yeah, we do. I just want to see them against better competition. So like this week,
we'll
this
week for sure.
We'll see this week. This is what I'm saying. Like this week is like, that was like a tune-up, and you get to see like how the offense is gonna look and whatever. But playing Eastern Kentucky, I think they did very well. So I'm not upset at that at all.
Okay.
But I was gonna say defense, I feel like we got a good player on every level. We got Russell. He's like a defensive end. Like his 6'5", 6'6". And bent, you know, pass rush. We got a linebacker, Don Terry Russell. I think that's his brother. We got safety Corey Ellington.
Who's the white guy that we got from Stone.
Oh yeah, that guy's good. Then there's another defensive tackle. I can't think of his name, but he's I think he wears number 23. I think he's going to be the next Jeffrey Simmons, Fletcher Cox type of DT. He's from Mississippi. He's like 6'4", 300 pound, athletic. So I feel like we got players at every level. Maybe not proven, but I think that has talent and can show.
Yeah, I'll definitely say that we got it's just not proven yet, and I'm kind of waiting on to see how we do. And I think these next two games is really going to show us what we got and what we have this year.
So you were saying you didn't like our run game, Shad. I really feel like I feel like you really couldn't judge their run game because you have a quarterback like Shapen who reminds me a lot of Josh Allen. He's like a running quarterback. He already leads the team with a touchdown, rushing touchdown, and the most yards. He had 45 or 44.
Yeah.
But I think this game, I think the line, I don't know. I think, I like to bring stuff based off like the line because I'm a betting person.
Yeah.
I really think that I would take State as like with the points because I know they're the underdog, and for one we're not that like we're not that bad for us to be getting blown out by more than a touchdown. If we're gonna lose, it's gonna be lose, you know. And then I watched part of that Arizona State game because that game was on late. They played Wyoming, but that was a close game for them, I feel like. So yeah, man. Hopefully. Yeah. Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, guys. I apologize. Man, I think the big question is, you know, State's at 4.5-5 games for this season. I think the thing that I feel like Mississippi State will be competitive in a lot of SEC games this year. And, you know, I think the thing is that the reason why the line is so low, right, is because, like what Sanjay said, man, it's practically a brand new team going into the season, new head coach. Right. And new talent there. So it's a lot of newness. And typically, historically, right, a lot of newness doesn't really garner like a lot of wins, especially in a really tough conference that we're already playing in. But I think like my expectation is that Mississippi State's going to be competitive, probably better than I already anticipate that they're going to be better than what they were last year. They already look more better coached. You know, like Shad said, I do agree the defense. I wasn't like down on the defense, but I wasn't really impressed with them in the first game. No. But like I said, I think that'll change as, you know, the season kind of goes on. Those guys just get used to playing a little bit more together. And, you know, defensive schemes change from like game to game. And so I'm just curious to know, like, how, you know, Mississippi State's defensive coordinator puts guys in particular positions during certain opponents. So I think that's going to be pretty crucial when it comes down to planning the games. But I think the offense will be okay. But like I said, like we all agree here, I think we just got to see more.
But I don't have to piggyback on it. On the being more competitive this year, man. Looking around the SEC on our schedule, we might be able to get a few. We'll at least A&M and Florida. I think we're gonna either win or we're gonna be in the running. Like if we lose, it ain't gonna be by much. Mizzou, man, they still look nasty.
Yeah, they look good.
They look nasty, like nasty.
Who they play game one?
Yeah, they played game one. They blew
out. Who did they play?
Some little B team. I had to look.
Little league team is hilarious.
Just a little bitty.
They played Murray State.
Once again, a little team. Yeah.
Yeah, dog walked them.
Bro, 51-0, and they look good. I got to see the highlights. I didn't get the chance to watch the game, but I watched a bunch of highlights. So
I might say I'm getting on Sanjay's bandwagon. But not really, because I don't see us getting the 8 wins that Sanjay says we're going to get. But I can see us getting, you know,
6.
Let's say we do lose to Arizona State. I can see us beating a Toledo.
Yeah.
I can see us beating a Florida.
Yeah, we should win that. I don't know if Florida's that good.
I don't think they are, man. They look bad against Miami. I'm talking.
Yeah.
And that's my whole thing with the 8 wins. I feel like a lot of SEC teams, you know, they're ranked because, you know, based on previous, you know, just because they're SEC and they're big school names. I feel like a lot of teams aren't going to be great as they say are. I think we got to wait until we get conference play in, and then we'll really know who these teams are.
Yeah, well,
I can agree with you on that, but I want to bring something up to y'all. You know that we're the underdog for the Arizona State game?
Yeah, that's what we were just talking about, Chad.
I didn't know we said that we were the underdogs.
We're 6.5 point favorite, bro. I mean, underdog.
But
I would take
that money to bet on.
I would take it all day.
I'll take that bet.
I just don't see them shutting us down like they did Wyoming. And like I said, you got a quarterback that shaping kid. He feels a lot like Josh Allen, a gunslinger. That could be good and bad sometimes, but his legs are bailing him out a lot.
Yeah, but he makes some pinpoint passes.
That's what I was gonna say. Like his passing, like. One thing I like about him, he has experience. You know, he's not like a new quarterback. He has like 4 or 5 years of experience. So he knows different type of offenses, how to throw the ball. Like that throw to the end zone, I forgot it was to Coleman or something, but he just like flipped it and went like 40 yards and dropped it right in front of like the receiver basically walked into the pass, like stride for stride, and the ball just landed in his hand.
Yeah.
So, like, but that's what makes a difference. A quarterback can overcome. Even though you may not have the most talented team, but if you have a better quarterback, you can win some games or beat better teams sometimes.
And I feel you, bro. And I really feel y'all. But, like, yeah, you're saying, like, he's been in the league for a minute. But it was with Baylor, and he is coming off, like, a 2-6 record last year.
Like, yeah, what his numbers say, though, DC?
Baylor, 2,100 yards. He got benched. Mm. You only play 8 games. The year before that, he played 13. He went 6-7. 2,700 yards. So that's probably his best. But he does have a really high completion attempt percentage. You know what I'm saying? He does have a real good... Like, right now, he's, like, at 74 in this first game. 75. And he's a big-ass boy, so...
Yeah, hopefully I think he had one of the highest quarterback ratings behind Dart at 97%.
Speaking of Dart, I'm glad you brought that up.
Oh, no, we finished. Talk about Ole Miss.
I'm just saying, Sanjay doesn't believe me. I really think that kid's going to be in the running for Heisman. And the reason why I say that is their schedule is so damn easy.
Mm-hmm.
There should not be a reason. They don't find any type of opposition until, they'll have a little bump in the road with Kentucky, but they're going to beat them handedly. They're going to come out second half and beat them handedly. Or they'll be beating them bad in the first half, and they'll let them start coming back in the second half like they did when Will Levis played for them, and they played here. Bro, there should be no reason he doesn't win the whatchamacallit?
The Heisman?
I feel,
I was just joking. Like, I feel like he might be in the running for Heisman, but that's also probably due to the Ole Miss system. You know, they score a lot of points with Stetson in the offense, so he'll definitely be in the spotlight. I bet he'll definitely be in the lead if he beats like
Georgia
or Oklahoma or Texas. I think maybe he gets the notoriety.
Oh, this is what I say. Because I've been telling all my people, like all my business people around here, because, it's more than just up this area. It's more than just, for the football. If they do good, just like in Starkville, they do good, the town does good. Mm-hmm. If Ole Miss hosts a playoff game and they stay like top 10 and they have to host a playoff game here, I think what do they want to be? Top 6?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which is basically where they're at right now. This town is December, and this town is going to be crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure. Y'all going to have a long football season.
Exactly. Exactly. But I just see him winning the Heisman because, I mean, the only other thing would be, all right, Travis Hunter. I can see him.
Fedora.
No, not should.
No, he won't win it because Colorado, I think Colorado as a team has to do well for Shador to be considered a Heisman. But Travis Hunter definitely has a chance from an individual standpoint.
Yeah. That's the reason why I was saying that.
I think Travis might be the best football player in the country right now. Man, the kid plays both sides of the ball. He didn't get no breaks. And
that's the only thing is the competition.
That's the competition, man. But he looks good.
I'm about to be real with you, Shad. And this is the real truth. That no break shit was the same way for him last year. And it caught up to him towards the end of the year where he couldn't give his all. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he did come off an injury. Yeah, he did come off an injury. But that first game, he showed out the same way he just showed out this game. I would have had that conversation about the no breaks when Colorado's deep and thick into their fucking schedule. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This week they play fucking Nebraska.
Nebraska.
That's going to be a tough game because it's at Nebraska. But then next week, guess who they play? Colorado State. And that game's going to be serious. They're not going to just run off on them.
Nah.
They almost lost to them, right, last year? Or was it big?
Yeah, they almost lost to them last year.
They almost lost to them
last year. That was the game that Hunter went out.
Yeah, he got hurt
that game.
Dude, but that's interesting. Why are they playing them early? Shouldn't that be like end of the season game? Like
that should be the last game. I feel like it should be like a rivalry game.
They just do rivalry early.
No hate on him. I think he's a great. I think him playing that position, but I think that like as much as we want to say like it's playing both sides of the ball is amazing, but it's gonna be hard as hell to keep up with. He's definitely not going to be able to do it in NFL.
Nah, he's going to have to pick.
What do you think is a better receiver or a DB if he has to pick?
I'm going to say something, bro. He's a really good DB. But there was like one play in that game on Saturday where a dude looked like he had him in a headlock.
Still caught the ball?
It was the focus. He had the focus to still catch that ball.
Oh, yeah, in the end zone?
I was like, he's sick. He's sick with that. But, I mean, right now, I can see him going for, like, top five best wide receiver. But there's some really good wide receivers in the nation. North Carolina State got a kid. I don't know what. I think his name is, like, Inception. That boy is big as hell. going to be a nice little award season. I would say, for me, I'm just saying, like, when it came down to my comment about Jackson Dart, is just because I think they have the easiest way in. Ole Miss does that every year where they just pad their fucking schedule. They do easy, easy, easy.
Man, I'm trying to pull up Ole Miss schedule, man. Like, I don't even know who they're playing this year. Do they really not have a hard schedule?
Bro, they have an easy-ass schedule, bro.
Yeah.
Their schedule
is favorable, just as favorable as Texas's schedule. Like, Texas doesn't even have a hard SEC schedule.
I don't understand, like, how Ole Miss don't have a hard schedule when it's based on, like, how they win, how they've been winning over the last 10 years. But maybe I'm wrong or something.
Let me tell you something. Florida's coach, just go ahead and start looking for another, like somewhere to go live for when they buy you out at the end of the season.
He's not going to last.
Bro, the schedule that they gave Florida, quite possibly the hardest schedule I've ever seen in the NCAA of all time.
Yeah, no doubt it is.
Yeah.
You have a Miami. They had to go up against Miami first, right? Miami, that Miami team right there is predicted to be the number one team in the ACC. this year. Well, there is no better team in ACC this year. Yeah. You're right. You're right. I do see. It ain't hard this year. But they just go on the road a lot. Ole Miss plays Furman, Middle Tennessee State, at Wake Forest, Georgia Southern, Kentucky, at South Carolina, at LSU, Oklahoma, at Arkansas, Georgia, at Florida, and then Mississippi State.
It's the Georgia game and the Oklahoma. LSU. Yeah, we just don't know how good LSU really is, though, man.
Yeah, we don't. Drop the ball. Look, hold on. In the third quarter. LSU did not look. I'm not gonna say this. LSU didn't look bad. They didn't look bad, but right. They made some mistakes.
Yeah.
They're not a bad team. I'm gonna go ahead and state that because I saw them. I was disappointed. They're not a bad team. They made a few mistakes that hurt them. But other than that, their defense looks solid. Offense looks good. Like they can run the ball. They finally got to run the ball with the guy. What's his name? I don't know what his name is. I know he started number 22. When he got in, that man was running like a fucking madman. And then they were making holes for him. They weren't doing it for the other running backs, but they were doing it for him.
But what I will say is, Shad, does that not happen with LSU damn near every year? Even going back to like, remember that year Mississippi State beat them the first game?
Yeah,
with that big white boy at that quarterback, Tommy.
Yeah, but I didn't think LSU was that good that year. They were supposed to have a good defense that year. But the LSU didn't look. That LSU didn't look like this LSU.
I will say their quarterback.
But this LSU is not good as last year's. They lost a lot of good. I mean, they're talented, but they're not going to be good as last year.
Hold on.
You saying the team last year was more talented? I thought LSU was on a down year last year, and I know they had a great record. But only outside their quarterback, I couldn't tell you anything about them.
Maybe they lost two top wide receivers.
They lost
the best quarterback in the SEC, top two wide receivers, cornerbacks.
LSU always reload, but they're not good.
Then what happened to them? If that was the case, because they should have been like way better.
Their defense wasn't good.
Okay.
LSU was putting up like 30-something points every game just to try to overcome their defense.
Mm-hmm. Which is another reason why I think the Washington Commanders are going to be okay with Jaden Daniels at quarterback. Because we ain't got – our defense can be trash, but he's going to be flinging that thing and running that thing in every – But keep going, Sanjay. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say even LSU's defense for the past 4 or 5 years, it hasn't been elite, you know? They
went and got a defensive coordinator this year who was supposed to be the troop for them.
But even when they had Joe Burrow, they won it because of offense. Same thing with Alabama.
They had a defense there too. But the defense coordinator they got was the guy that was at Mizzou last year, and he's a former DB coach at LSU that went up. They got hired up there, and they hired him back.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just gonna say, I mean, LSU is always talented and good, but I don't think they're gonna be elite.
All right, guys. We're hitting that midpoint. We're going to start moving it away. But here we go. Top 12 teams to make the playoffs. You ain't got to give me 12. Give me a few teams you think going to make the playoffs. Just from week one. That should make the playoffs. I think Georgia, I'm going to be honest with y'all, I think Georgia's losing somewhere in the schedule. They're not winning out. They're not going undefeated.
No SEC team's going to go undefeated.
I agree, Sam. Why don't you list your teams, Sam?
Oh, I'm over here trying to get my list together. I think my top 12. Shucks, guys. Yeah, I'm trying to pull my list up here, guys. Sorry.
All right. No, you're good. I'm going to bring here. While you do that, I'm gonna tell you who I
got think.
Go ahead.
All right. My top 12. I'll start from the top and work my way down to the bottom. Georgia's going to be an in. I think Ohio State's going to be in. Texas is going to be in. Alabama's going to be in. Ole Miss is going to make it. Oregon, they playing in the Big 12 this year, a Big 10 this year. They got to play Ohio State. They got to play Penn State. And both of those teams look really good. I don't know if any two losses max, but I think if you're not in your top two of your conference and you got two losses, you're not going to get in. So I think Oregon's probably going to find their way out at the end. Notre Dame looks solid going in. I like Notre Dame being in. I think I'm going to take Penn State. Here's my crazy pick for this year. I think Penn State's going to win the Big Ten this year. I'm picking Penn State to win the Big Ten.
Ooh,
yeah, that's my bold take on the Big Ten. Michigan's going to be like right on the cusp. They might make it, but I'm not sure. Mizzou, I like Mizzou, but Mizzou is a little, I got to see how they kind of make sure they don't fizzle out at the end of the season. Okay. I'm taking Miami as the ACC winner. So I think Miami's going to be in. Oklahoma's ranked in the top 13 right now. I don't think they're going to make it out the conference. Out of the SEC conference. So I don't know how many I listed off right there.
Okay. But I'm gonna give you mine. All right, here we go. I think number one is gonna be Ohio State.
Really?
Towards the end, they're gonna have all the pieces. They went and spent a lot of money. 40-something million. All right, I do not think Michigan is going to be in there. What I saw from them this week, their offense looked horrible. They might get it together, but that Big Ten, I was telling the guys this year, I actually am more excited to see the Big Ten than I am to watch some of the SEC, just to see how Oregon, who a lot of people predicted to win the Big Ten, integrates, to see how USC integrates. I think USC goes up, all right? Yeah. I know a lot of people are going to be like, oh, off the LSU win. No, I watched USC in the bowl games last year, and I was like, oh, Miller Moss, when they found him and he was slinging that thing, they had the same team they had last year, so they're good. They just lost a quarterback. Miami for sure. I see what you're saying with Penn State. This is their year to be in the mix, if they're going to be in the mix.
Yeah, SEC, I agree.
Texas, Alabama, Ole Miss, Notre Dame. A lot of people aren't giving Utah the rep that they need to get. I think Utah is going to, and I need to see a little bit more from the teams that used to be the SEC East. I need to see a little more from, like you said, from Mizzou. I need to see a little more from Tennessee. I'm going to tell y'all, this sounds crazy. I just got this feeling about Arkansas. I got this feeling that Arkansas will be a little problem. I also got a feeling that UCF might be a little problem in the Big 12. I think they're in the Big 12.
Hmm. So you're gonna have what? So you got half the teams from SEC, or?
I got four teams from the SEC, three, and one extra.
Okay.
So I got Bama. Oh no, I got four. Georgia. My bad. I didn't say Georgia. Georgia, Bama, Texas, Ole Miss, and maybe one extra.
I think so too. I think SEC might sneak in a fifth.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. That's guaranteed, bro. Them 14.
That's not a lot. If you look at how our conference is set up every year, it's about what we have, four or five in the top 10, top 15.
I'm telling y'all, man, I don't want to say it because I don't want to sound like I'm riding with Ole Miss. I can genuinely see Ole Miss just from their schedule. And not to mention, one thing about living in Oxford that they're really proud of, Ole Miss ain't lost a home game in 2 years.
Damn.
That's crazy.
Man, that's all good.
I can genuinely see. The only thing I can see is the best thing for them is that they play Arkansas, not Arkansas, they play Oklahoma 2 weeks before they play Georgia, right? And Oklahoma has requested, apparently, requested over 50,000 tickets to come to that game. That's going to be their probably their biggest home test. If they were playing Georgia first, I think they would beat, they would lose to Georgia. But that test right there in that Oklahoma game is what's going to give them, I think, the what they need to beat Georgia. Not to mention, they got their ass whooped by Georgia last year.
Where's real the game bad. At in Georgia? I mean, where's the game versus Georgia at?
It's in Starkville. It's, I mean, Oxford.
It's in Oxford.
Oh, yeah, man. For the first time. Yeah, man. I think I'm saying it now. Another reason why I think Dart's going to win the Heisman.
He beats Georgia.
They yes. I'm not being a fan. I'm being looking at this schedule and seeing how it's built. The schedule's not built like state schedule. State goes a shitty team and then like a okay. Theirs is, it just like every week, it just gets a little harder for them every fucking week. And that's why I'm like, okay, I think Ole Miss got it. Remember I said that, all right? That's my Sanjay Stradamus pick of the year, bro.
Stradamus.
I have a question for you, DC. Do you not see a sleeper game for them this year in their schedule?
For them to lose?
Yeah, like, well, not, they may lose, but it's like,
The game that's going to give them the most hell, I'm telling you right now. All right, that LSU game, it's like a stretch where they go South Carolina, LSU, Oklahoma, Arkansas.
Yeah, I was just looking at that. I was like,
that little stretch right there, it's not going to be Georgia. It's going to be between South Carolina, LSU, and Arkansas. It's going to be one of them three. It's not going to be Oklahoma. It's not going to be Georgia. It's going to be one of them fucking away games.
I mean, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
The home record.
That makes sense, yeah.
Bro, I'm telling you, they take pride on that thing. They take real... And the thing is, they played Furman, right?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have to... Their defense didn't really have to show up. That was expected. Them not to let them score. I think we're going by Wake Forest, you're going to really see how their defense is not playing. They needed a defense like LSU needed defense last year. Now they got a team that can put up 70-something points. That's ridiculous.
But that's on Furman.
That is on Furman. You're right. That is on Furman. So you're going to see for sure on Middle Tennessee this week. All right, Shad. I mean, we already had Sanjay. Did Sanjay go already?
Yeah.
No, he hadn't.
Sanjay, go ahead.
All right. My top 10 teams. Mississippi State.
Mississippi State. I knew it was coming. That's why I had Sanjay.
Nah, just kidding. Let's see. I mean, I'm going to tell you something.
If State ends up in the top 10, that's crazy.
Yeah. I'm going to go this list is fluid. I'm not 100% sure right now, but I'm going to go with Georgia, Miami, USC, Notre Dame, Texas, Alabama, Ole Miss, Penn State, Utah, and Tennessee.
I like it. Why Tennessee?
I feel like they've been good a couple of years, and I think their schedules.
I haven't really looked at their schedules like that.
Yeah. I feel like they can sneak in from the East, maybe with one loss to Georgia if they play Georgia. Or
the East? Ain't no East no more.
There is no East. Yeah. It's all one thing.
One thing.
It's really crazy, bro. It's so crazy seeing SEC, but not East and West, just SEC. And that's another reason why I think is, you know, I was saying that about Ole Miss. You don't do that and not give them Bama.
Bro, look at their schedule. Okay, so Tennessee schedule.
There's an easy two.
North Carolina State, Kent State, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Florida, Alabama, Kentucky, Mississippi State, Georgia, UTEP, and Vanderbilt. So 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 teams that are something.
I'm about to be real with y'all. I might take them this week on the NC State. I just hate that line that already moved up to -8.
Oh, and my surprise would be, I don't know if Florida, I mean, I don't know if Florida's going to make the playoff, but Florida State will rebound.
What?
Yeah, they'll have a winning record.
Florida what? State. Yeah, Sanjay.
Bro, they that's lost so embarrassing.
And they lost to 2 unranked teams already early in the season.
Oh, what did I forgot to say that. Hey, Georgia Tech's going to be way better.
Tech is probably going to give the second best team, probably give Miami the most competition.
I agree.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I had to see. I don't watch too much ACC football. I just know Miami is hella good. Second best, and this is my feeling. I think you might your second best team might be North Carolina State.
I would put them in the top five of the ACC. The only reason I say that is last year Georgia Tech got their shit together towards the end of the year. And remember who? I don't remember who they played in their bowl game, but they beat them.
Yeah, I forgot somebody mentioned this. Like they beat like every ranked opponent they played. They beat most of them when they were unranked, or you know.
Oh, they played UCF in their bowl game last year, and they beat them bad, like 30-17.
Yeah, they did.
And their team kept their quarterback, added one more O lineman, so they kept their whole O line. And then their running back started seeing the field better, which is why I had picked them to beat Florida State the first week.
Yeah, they ran it all over Florida.
And they ran the ball all over them. I needed that quarterback to throw one touchdown. And that would have been like $3,200, bro.
Georgia Tech schedule ain't bad.
I'm telling you, bro. I forgot about them just because they're ACC.
I'm looking at them now. Their next coming games, they got Syracuse, VMI, Louisville, Duke, North Carolina. This is one of the first hard games I feel like they see. Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, and then they got Miami right after, and they got North Carolina State, and last is Georgia.
That Notre Dame game is going to be dope. Yeah, they got a good schedule. They got a rough schedule. The only reason I think that it's a little rough, I can see them. Yeah, man.
That Louisville, Duke, North Carolina, right before that little gauntlet there. There's no breaks in that. Yeah, they should, but there's no break in there, dude.
All right.
I don't know how.
Top 12, my boy. Go ahead. What you talking? Yeah, let's hear it.
Ooh, man. Out of ACC, I'm going to go Miami. I don't really know if anybody else from the ACC gets in. If Clemson don't turn it around or something like that, I don't think nobody else gets in. SEC, I agree with all y'all. Y'all said, like, what, Georgia, Alabama, Texas, and Ole Miss. The only other one I'm going to throw off in there is Mizzou.
I like that. I think I get you with that because they do look like they have.
They just look good, man. They took that
OSU win last year and they kept
moving. Yeah, they kept moving, man. Like I feel like they are on the up and up, and I feel like this could be – I don't know what their schedule looks like, but I feel like Mizzou has a chance. I think they have a favorable schedule too. So, you got a lot of teams in the SEC that have favorable schedules but that aren't playing each other. Because so I don't think Ole Miss plays Mizzou. So, what happens when that comes around? So,
to your point, that's also a great thing about this 12-man. Because you could mess around and get an SEC team play another SEC team that they hadn't played all season.
Yeah.
And it's a playoff game.
Yeah.
God, keep going. One more, few more minutes, Chad, and then.
Ohio State. Golly, I won't say Oregon, but I don't really know. I know y'all are high on USC, but I've never been high on USC. I just like I want to wait and see. Out of the Big 12, Utah, and I'm unsure, but I think they're going to be really good. That's all I got. I see.
Okay.
And I'll say Memphis will sneak off in there just for Conference USA.
Ooh,
heard. Okay. You threw in the Conference USA team. Nobody. That's the one thing none of us has spoken about this whole time. Last year we had a Liberty in it.
Yeah.
They got demolished. But they were in it. I don't really see a non-Power 5 team getting in this year just because the lines have been so blurred about what the definition of the Power 5 is, or Power 4 now, I guess.
It's Power 4, and they are guaranteed a slot. It's the highest seeded non-Power 4 conference.
Mm-hmm.
Will get a bid. Either they're going to be like the 5th or they're going to be the 12th seed. That's the only 2 seeds they get. But they will get a seed.
But the thing is, I look at the list, and I don't see any of those teams on the list right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't see any of those teams on the list right now. So maybe down the line we'll see them. Maybe we'll figure them out. Last thing I want to say before we move off off NCAA, we go to NFL. Yeah, how the fuck does Arkansas have a fucking 29-year-old rookie wide receiver who is a man?
Hey, that guy played baseball.
Y'all saw that video of him blocking? And the little dude's like, what do I do? You know what I'm saying?
Dude, you know he was a professional baseball player, right?
Yeah, 2 years or what, 3 years?
No, he Miami. Played 10 years. He played
10 years in the MLB. And now he's
yes.
Man, let me tell you something. If I was an Arkansas, like I'm a male in Arkansas, and I'm like, damn, I gotta worry about this millionaire on my campus hollering at all of my bitches. Is he already on the football team?
He got the money and the sports.
This man already got the money. What is he doing?
I think he's doing it for the love of it.
Hey, yeah, he did pick the right place because they ain't got shit else to do. He can't get in no trouble up there. They ain't got nothing to do in the old what's that? Fayetteville. All right, guys. We got a few more minutes. We're gonna hop into this NFL, man.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, look, this is how we're going to do it. I don't want no explanations. You can give a little explanation, but nothing big, all right? You're going to tell me each division, winner, runner-up.
No.
All right? That's all.
I ain't good at that.
You can go four. You can go top four. You can go 1, 2, 3, 4. Go next. If you got a computer by you, go ahead and pull up your NFL divisions. And we're going to go through them, all right? I'm going to start us off this time. Just because I know Sam already did it once, but he can go back and review it. I'm going to start off with the greatest division in the NFL, the NFC East. We got Philadelphia Eagles. I don't want to hear no fucking yelp. We got the Philadelphia Eagles. We got the Washington Commanders. We got the New York Giants. And we got the Dallas Cowboys at the bottom. Yeah. They got too much dysfunction. They're about to lose their quarterback. They're not going to be good.
I thought everybody said top two, my boy.
You're right. I did say I'm my bad.
He got excited. I'm going NFC.
I'm not explaining shit. I'm just gonna go down each team. Nah, you can do four. You can do all four. But it gotta be rapid fire like that. Here we go. NFC North. All right, everybody thinks the Bears going to make it. No, we got the Lions, the Packers, the Bears, the Vikings. NFC South, I got the Falcons. Ooh, I don't know. No, fuck that. I got the Bucks, the Falcons, the Saints. Bucks? Yeah, the Bucks, the Falcons, the Saints, the Panthers. Take that around. Falcons, Bucks, Saints, Panthers. All right. West, crazy. 49ers, of course. Los Angeles Rams, Seattle Seahawks, Arizona Cardinals. AFC West, we're going to go Kansas City Chiefs. We're going to go Denver Broncos. We're going to go Las Vegas Raiders, Los Angeles Chargers. AFC East, which will be the most easiest one for me. We're going to go Jets, Dolphins, Patriots, I mean Bills, Patriots. North, which is a little bit tougher for me. I got Ravens, Browns, Bengals, Steelers. But the Browns and Bengals can get switched around. And then the hardest division in the whole NFL this year, in my opinion, all right, this is just my opinion. Don't slaughter me out there. The AFC South is going to be the most competitive division in the NFL.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I think the Texans should win it. But I can see them easily going 1-2 with the either, like, that whole division is going to be just wrapped up around each other. So I'm going to go Texans, Titans, Jaguars, Colts. But the Jaguars and the Titans can go around, can, like, get switched around. All right, somebody else take it from me. I don't want to touch it no more. I don't want to talk about it. There we go.
All right. All right. For me, AFC East, I'm going to go with Dolphins winning the division, runner-up Jets. AFC North, I'm going to go with the Steelers and then Ravens. AFC South, I'm going to go with Texans and Titans. AFC West, Chiefs, and Raiders. NFC East. I feel like no one's going to be a repeat, so I'm going to go with Eagles first, second place Cowboys. NFC North, I'm going to go with Lions and then the Bears. Fuck the Packers. NFC South, I'm going to go with Dirty Birds. They're going to win it, and the runner-up is going to be Buccaneers. Maybe the Saints. NFC West, going to be either Seahawks or Rams winning the division, and the runner-up is going to be 49ers or the loser of the first two.
Hey, why you say Green Bay, fuck Green Bay? Is it because they whooped y'all ass?
No.
This ain't objective at all.
I just want to know, why did you say fuck Green Bay? What did the Packers do to y'all?
Because people claiming Jordan Love is all that guy, he ain't shit.
It's just really Jordan
One
Love.
One season doesn't make you a top tier quarterback.
Okay.
Especially playing him.
Even if you play better than a 10-year veteran in a playoff game?
He did. Mm. He did. He didn't play better.
Against a better defense?
No, I mean, he played against the worst defense.
What?
That's why he looks good.
My
people
God.
Were bragging about all about Dallas defense all last season.
Dude, that's what I don't know.
Your
what
love
you're
was,
saying
he was
dude,
throwing the ball blindfolded, completing pass.
Sam, you're saying the same media narrative that everyone talked. The Cowboys have one of the worst run defense in the world. They were giving up 10 yards a carry. How can you win a game if the running back is averaging a first down?
Ain't nobody giving up 10 yards a carry.
Yes, he was.
He might have did that
Aaron
in that game.
Aaron Jones was literally averaging 10 yards a carry, dude.
In that game, in that playoff game,
in that game.
10 yards.
In that game, he had over 100.
But they were doing that all season.
He was.
Bro, you're a fool. All right, Shad, I'm going to let you go next. Or do you need a little more time and we let Sam go? Okay, Sam, it is.
All right, bro, let's go. AFC East, let's go, man. I am taking, man, I'm going to take the New York Jets. I'm not too high on the New York Jets. I think it's a pick 'em between New York Jets and Miami, but I'm going to take the Jets 1, Miami 2. AFC North. All right, guys. Like I told you, this is my hot take. I think I'm taking Baltimore 1, Pittsburgh at number 2 in the division. AFC South, I am going to take Houston's a sexy pick, clearly. And I'm going to take them at 1, rightfully so. But I'm going to take Indianapolis at number 2 in that division.
Why is that, Sam? Why is that?
AFC West, I am going to take Kansas City 1. And, man, I'm like Sanjay, man. I'm going to take the Las Vegas Raiders at number 2. But Denver could sneak in there and be number 2. NFC East. Let me see, man. I can't believe I'm finna say this joint, but I'm taking Dallas to win the division, and Philly's gonna be number 2. NFC North, I'm taking, man, Green Bay and Detroit as my 1 and 2. I'm gonna say they're gonna duke it out interchangeably, but if I had to pick, I'm gonna pick Green Bay. NFC South, let's see. I'm gonna take Carolina Panthers at 1. No, I'm just joking. I'm going to take Atlanta, actually, at 1. I'm taking Atlanta at 1. I'm taking Tampa Bay at 2. And then NFC West, I'm going to take San Francisco at 1, even though I'm reluctant to do so. And LA Rams at 2. But Arizona could be a surprise and actually come in 2nd.
Only thing that Sam would tell you is like NFC East hasn't had a repeat since 2000 something.
That's why he picked the Cowboys, right?
They won it last year.
Oh, they did. You're right. That's what makes it so worse. All right, Shad.
Man, y'all know I suck at this shit.
Hey, just throw out some words, throw out some names, man. This man said the Colts. Come on, bro. You're in it.
Hold on now. Don't be disrespectful now. I'm going to win 2nd.
I guess I'll start with the AFC East. Man, I want to go Jets 1, Bills 2.
I like it.
AFC West. Ooh.
That's easy.
Oh, Chiefs Chargers, I think. Yeah. Where I want to go? Chiefs Chargers. Okay. AFC North. I feel like this is easy. Ravens and the Bengals. AFC South. Texans all day. And hell, I don't know. For number 2. I'll tell you who I think will go last, though.
Who?
The Titans.
Okay.
Let's see here. NFC East. Man, Eagles 1. Cowboys 2. NFC West. I'm going to pick the 49ers. And Rams. NFC North, Lions and Packers, NFC South, Falcons, and I think Panthers come in last. I don't really know who's going to be like 2 between the Saints and the
That is like a toss-up one.
Yeah, I don't really know. You can take either one. It just depends all about – I feel like the Saints – I got a buddy that's a huge Saints fan. I think it's going to come down to quarterback play for them again.
Like always. That's definitely the truth.
They always have a good defense. I don't even know who's a quarterback of Tampa, to be honest with you.
Baker Mayfield.
He's still there. To the playoffs.
Huh.
Yeah, and he beat the Eagles.
Huh.
All right, guys. Week 1 starting, and we don't know when the next time we're going to get together. I need from all you guys, what's the most game, and you can't pick your team, all right? So, like, for me, the most intriguing game of week 1 is going to be the Sunday night game, the Lions versus the Rams. All right? You cannot say the Dallas Cowboys, Sanjay. You cannot say the Colts, Sam.
I got you.
You can't say Houston. Week one, and then I don't know if y'all been watching the schedule or anything, but later on in the season, my most anticipated game of the whole season is the Bills go to the Texans in October. I don't know what day. I don't know if it's going to be a Sunday night game. Just to see what happens that game. All right, let's go, Sanjay. Let's go.
So, the most interesting game out of the whole season or this first week?
Your first week and out of the whole season, if the game you're most ready to watch. Let's say it like that. So, the first week game, they can't be yours. And then the one out of the season,
I guess the
next can be yours.
First week would be, I guess, Chiefs versus Ravens, because that's a rematch of AFC championship games. So.
I see that.
And they're probably the top two teams in the conference, so they'll say a lot. Out of the whole season, it's really hard. I really can't say right now, so I'm going to put it on hold for right now until we get that together.
I thought you would be like, man, you know, I don't usually celebrate Thanksgiving, but I do like to watch the damn Cowboys on Thanksgiving. I thought you were going to say that. I would have been okay with that.
I mean, this is just a division game.
Okay. Sam, what about you?
I'm going to say, you know what? Even though I think, you know, the most intriguing, one of the more intriguing matchups is definitely the Colts and Texans, because it's the first time that Richardson and Stout will be playing against each other since Richardson got hurt his rookie year. But the most interesting matchup that I'm looking forward to watch too in week one is the Steelers-Falcon game. I'm curious to see how Russell Wilson plays in week one and just see really how good Pittsburgh may or may not be. So,
You're all in on Pittsburgh this year.
Yeah, man, I'm just real intrigued by it. The situation is really intriguing because Pittsburgh was a talented team last year, and quarterback play was the only thing that was like really holding them back. And now it's like, okay, you got Russell Wilson. You know, Denver's stamp wasn't great, but that's also due to coaching. I'm going to put that on both, give some ownership to both sides. And now that the coaching has been consistent, I'm just curious to know how Russell Wilson's going to play. And then I'd say one game I'm looking forward to the most is just whatever game's going to eliminate the Dallas Cowboys from the playoffs.
That was a good one. That was a good one. I give you that one. You get points for that.
Sam, the only elimination can be end of the season because they're winning the Super Bowl.
See, there you go.
Now, I will say this, bro, and this is as an avid Cowboys hater. If there was a year for them to win, it would be
this year.
Not really. Look, that sounds like you. That sounds, there you go, being a Cowboy fan.
No, because I say, you know why I say that? Because
it's so much dysfunction, yeah.
No, because everyone's on a one-year, prove-it-year contract. The coach, the head coach, the defensive coordinator, some of the defensive players, the quarterback. Pretty much most of everybody's on a pretty much one-year prove-it deal unless you're like signed long-term.
I really just feel like they're bullshitting with Dak though, bro. Like,
nah, I don't think so, man. For me, I'm like, look, they already don't pay Dak a lot of money, and at this point, it's like Jerry Jones is like, hey, bro, you say you worth $55 million, show it to me. I'm not finna he getting paid this year, so it's like, hey, it
doesn't matter. Point,
it does, Sanjay. It does, because if Dak comes out here and plays well this season and gets beyond the first round, actually somehow magically gets them to the NFC Championship game, then Jerry Jones is going to come out of pocket. And Dak's going to look in his right. Whatever number Dak comes up with, he's going to be within his right to ask for it. But
I know what you're trying to say, but like, I'm saying Tua got paid. Lawrence got paid, and they haven't won shit. I'm saying, like, they have this high standard for Dak that they don't use for anybody else. It's always something with Dak, you know. Everyone else can get paid, but not Dak.
Well, man, it's just the thing. It's like, you know, Dak says all the right things, but Dak ain't putting them in the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, shit, neither is half the other teams.
And Tua, this is Tua's first big contract that he got. So, I mean, Dak already just got his payday, and he's looking for another one. Stafford won a Super Bowl. That's all I got to say.
After what? After what? 12 years? After two decades?
He won a Super Bowl.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean, I know what you're trying to say. I think it's time for either of them to, if they don't make it, you know, have a deep playoff run, they just need to separate because.
Yeah, I agree.
It's time to move on.
We let's get last to the last. Oh no, Shad, you already went, right? No, Shad, man. Shad, come on.
No, this is what I hate to do. Week one.
You don't have a team, Shad, so you can pick any game.
Yeah, week one, I don't really have a team.
I'm just saying, you don't have a team in the NFL at all.
No, I don't.
You can always be a Cowboys fan, yeah.
Can I pick two? I'm kind of like looking
Come
at.
Come on, yeah, let's hear it. Come on.
Lions and Rams.
Okay.
For week one, and also that week one. Yeah, because I was thinking about it, man. The Heat. I think they're in LA.
No, I think they're in Detroit this time, right?
I don't know. Whichever one it is. But he's playing – each quarterback's going back to where they were and or playing a team that they formerly were. So I think that's going to be a good one. And I will agree. I think Sanji said the Ravens and the Chiefs. I want to see what this offense looks like with Derrick Henry in the backfield. Like I'm kind of – there's some really good other ones on here too. The only other one, good one, week one I see that I like – well, there's two others. Is the Texans and the Colts and the Packers and the Eagles.
I'm glad finally – I've been waiting for somebody to say Packers and the Eagles. The only reason I want to say that is, what the fuck are we doing? We going through – why do we got to have every fucking damn streaming service to watch the NFL? You know what I'm saying? I really want to see how are these guys going to be able to handle all this ass in Brazil.
They are playing in Brazil.
Yeah.
Is this game on Prime, though?
It's on fucking Peacock.
God,
bro. I just want to know, like, what are they going to be doing? I know they had to be on, like, a curfew. They're over there now, so they got to be on, like, a curfew. They can't be doing nothing, bro. They can't be.
Didn't they spend a lot of money to get them, like, bodyguards? And all
that's like the dumbest shit. Like, they got the two teams with the green uniforms.
Yeah, they can't wear
clearly. And it's like the game colors that you're not supposed to wear.
Literally, bro. Literally.
Hey, man, what?
Yeah, because they already, like, think about it. The Green Bay Packers jersey is basically a Brazilian jersey. Colors.
It is. It is green and yellow.
They really they take that shit really serious down there, right? City of God.
I thought they had a gang that was
so they can't wear any of their main colors.
I don't think they got a gang, Chad. I just think that they get really serious about that shit. But I think Sanjay or Chad just said something about the security. They have been talking about security down there real bad.
From what I read, is like there's some gangs in Brazil that have green colors or whatever, so I think they were advising fans not to wear green. But then I was like, dude, you got two teams with green colors.
You basically just set them up for the kill. You know what I'm saying? Like just
set the hit up.
You threw the 35 mile per an hour baseball. You just said don't hit a home run. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. Guys, this has been a great. We need this episode every year. This is like our staple episode, our prediction episode. Last thing before we go, man, y'all doing good. Everybody all right? I know it was hard, and I know I'm the blame about the last episodes not coming out until way later. I just want to say it was my ego's fault. It was my ego's fault. Blame me. Don't take it out on the other three guys, man. I made a horrible prediction about the women's soccer that I didn't want to see the light of day. And I'm so sorry, guys. And I apologize, man. I just really, I was like, is there any way I could scrub this from the recording? And I tried to edit it in so many different ways. And I was like, nah, I got to put it out. I got to be Un-American.
You just live with your record, man.
Huh?
So you just gotta live with your record. Or your...
Just gotta live with my record. That's great. Hey, I never thought I would hear something good from a Cowboys fan, bro. I appreciate it. We'll be back real soon, man. We'll be back real soon. Are we all getting together? All right, last question for you fellas. Are we all getting together for the Florida game? I'm putting y'all on the spot on the podcast.
I'm going to try to make it.
Ooh, that's a no.
We'll see.
Oh, that's definitely a no. Look, I done had too many girls say, we'll see in my life. No, that means no. I know I'm gonna see Shad because I'm gonna see Shad.
Yeah, and I'll be going to the game too.
You're going to the game? Oh shit, we need to get tickets.
Well, I didn't get the tickets. My buddy, he wanted to go. He's never been to a state game. He's coming up, so we get to show him a good time.
All right, let me know how much I owe you, man. I'm gonna send you 50.
I only got.
If I don't come
only,
to the Gators game, I'll come up to Ole Miss.
I owe him.
Huh?
I said, I owe him. He got the tickets.
Okay.
Already. He got the ticket already.
Why don't we go to the Ole Miss game, man?
The Ole Miss game is in Oxford, bro.
Yeah, it is.
That's what I'm saying. You know what? Yeah, I'm going to make this a little random.
Hey, I have a spare room. I already have friends coming for the Oklahoma game. I'm not renting my room out like I wanted to. Y'all are welcome to come to any, if y'all want to come to the Ole Miss game, y'all are welcome to come.
Yeah, I want to see Oxford.
Everybody that listens to the podcast, too, just send me a message. Nah, I'm joking. You just have people.
All right, DC, one more thing.
What's up?
If Ole Miss loses their first home loss, it's going to be against Mississippi State.
I would hope so.
Bold prediction.
Their last one was against Mississippi State, so why not be the first one be against it.
Mm-hmm.
Their last one was against, what's his name, before he died?
Leach. Leach finally Leach. Broke through and won the Egg Bowl. Yeah.
He won the Egg Bowl. That's a rough one, man. That's a rough way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, guys, man, good to talk to y'all. I'm glad we got together. I know Sam got a call in like 15 minutes, so go ahead. This has been Four Quarters. My name is Eric Bradley. I'm here for Shad Greer, Sam Ball, and Sanjay Rajput. I hate to say y'all whole names. That's my last time.
Yeah,
doing
just say our first name, man. Yeah,
I don't want y'all. Digital footprint is a mother. You know what I'm saying? Digital footprint is serious.
Man, they got 40 episodes with our names already in it now.
Yeah.
Just going forward, just say our first name.
I'm here with the fellas. This has been Four Quarters. Hey, please email us fourquarters@gmail.com. But the four is, I think, spelled out FOUR. Please send us your predictions. We'll go over them. You know, we'll add a little section, all right? But thank y'all for tuning in. Y'all be blessed. Fellas, it's great catching up with y'all. First down, first down, first down.